Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm afraid.
Of what?
I think the older
you'll
get,
never wake up?
No. Well, you're practicing dying. That's too much sleep.
Who's this guy?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I got a question. I've been in the lab rocking with you for 8 years. We're in a studio all by ourselves.
Yep.
And you came over and whispered something to me. But why would you whisper when nobody was in here? You know what you just said to me, but you whispered. We're the only two in here, bud.
Right, but we always have to assume that the mics are live.
All right, okay, hot mic. I'd be out of here. My career would be over if the mics were hot.
Yeah, I could survive it.
Doubtful.
My goodness, you'd probably be in jail or court. We know the real you, all right? We know your persona, you got it. But yeah.
All right.
Tell Evan what happened.
Yeah, you want to whisper to me?
Yeah, no. Evan, real quick.
What are you talking about?
I'm letting it all out. Hold on.
What are you doing?
What did I tell you I did last night? And you said, you yelled at me and said I'm a liar.
I think you're fibbing.
Evan,
Warrior
withdrawal last night. I dialed up Curry's 54 at the Garden and took a picture of the TV and put it on Twitter. So it's there. So say you're sorry.
No.
I'm watching the Giants, waiting on them to score a run.
On the laptop,
I got the Warriors, Curry going for 54, looking like he's 13 years old.
No, you didn't. You didn't watch his 54-point game.
It's on Twitter, Steiny.
You just took a screenshot, Goo. You didn't watch all 48 minutes.
You are the worst. Doris Burke was on the call with Jones.
With who?
He's hotter than fish grease.
Mark
Faster
Jones.
Faster than
Jones.
Gossip. Faster than gossip. Words are amazing.
Okay. Why don't you set up what you want Evan to play?
So the boss, last night I saw this picture, Steph enjoying his lovely wife, Aisha. I think they're on vacation, Steiny. And it was a lovely picture. Steph had some scratches. I mean, you could just tell. Yeah, scratches on his body from fouls that you say he gets a good whistle.
He does.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Anyway, I've heard a term that I've never heard in my life that Steph was talking about, Steiny, that's called imposter syndrome.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, sure.
I've never heard that term with an IQ of 143. And I'm being real. Have you ever heard of that term? And I asked Evan, too.
I don't know about Evan, but yes, I have heard it before. And
imposter
most
syndrome.
Most of the time in the recent past, it's been used to describe you, in a way.
I'm unfamiliar with what it means. That's what I was going to ask you or Evan.
Then he definitely doesn't suffer from imposter syndrome.
That's true, because you have to be self-aware. You have to be able to look at yourself objectively.
And
something
find
you struggle
out
with sometimes. That's all. All right.
It's not something good that you should want to have. Like the fact that you don't.
I use Blue Chew. So, no, I'm just saying I self-identify.
Evan, can you? So,
boy, Steph Curry.
Help me.
Why would the chef say that? That's all I'm asking.
Well, he was asked a question, but he did an interview with CNBC, right? I forget who the interviewer
was. Maria Bartiromo?
I was just about to say, I forget who the interviewer was. So you throwing a random name out there means nothing to me.
She's not random.
Fine. And he was asked a question about imposter syndrome, which is, according to Google, a psychological pattern characterized by feelings of self-doubt and persistent fear of becoming exposed as a fraud, despite evidence of competence and success. Obviously, Curry's successful more than most. So he was asked whether or not he feels imposter syndrome. Would you guys like to hear his answer?
I can't wait.
I'm human like everybody. Like, you have doubts about yourself, like have imposter syndrome at times. Like, you have an idea of...
You still have imposter syndrome?
Where you're... At times, yeah. Like, it's a idea of, are you doing everything you can to take care of people that are relying on you? Are you fulfilling your full potential in all the different areas that I've set out to do? Like, those are daily commitments and daily thoughts that you have to kind of weave through.
Okay, so that was, thanks, Evan. That was about his father duties and husband duties. It's just everything across the board, not just basketball.
Right, but it's everything. It's basketball, too. He sometimes feels that he's not the player that everybody thinks he is. Here's how I would assess it. It's Curry saying in his own way, that, yes, sometimes I feel like an imposter because everybody thinks I'm perfect thinks I'm, you know, the great, one of the greatest players of all time. They say I'm a great father. They say I'm a great role model. And every once in a while, you look in the mirror and you say, maybe I'm not
okay.
All that.
All right. I'm okay with, okay, Steiny, it just sounded like I went straight to basketball as if he was, at his age, all of a sudden now, doubting his superpowers. And coming off a campaign to where you go second team all NBA, that's why that was shocking. But that's real. I hadn't heard of imposter syndrome. And he's Superman to a lot of people, to this organization.
Okay, Evan, help me here. And I'm only asking Evan this because...
I'm new.
There's a guy, Simon, on the YouTube chat that says, no, Steiny, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that even he can't believe how much he's accomplished and all his accolades. Did I miss the point?
Well, I think it's kind of one and the same.
Okay.
But he's, like most people, probably wondering if I deserve this. Like,
yeah.
As someone who's accomplished as much as he has and has done as much as he has, why him? Like, I think that's what... Most times, like, people suffer from. It's why am I getting this? And it's to your point of just being self-aware about it.
I look at it as a positive thing almost because.
And he's saying this good fortune that Curry's.
Right, but I think.
Worked hard for.
I also think if he says he suffers at times from imposter syndrome, he uses that as motivation.
Oh.
Because he wants to continue to prove that he's one of the greatest at whatever he does, whether it's basketball or whether it's
fatherhood,
you know, as a father, or whether it's any other aspect of life.
Do you have a problem with me feeling like that's born out of the tree of humility, being humble, having that mechanism to even think if you have imposter syndrome? Because you are saying things.
Well, have you ever had doubts about your radio career?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, that's kind of it. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not trying to insult you.
No, fatherhood, too. Have I been the best father?
Exactly.
I've done something.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's maybe you have a bad show and you're saying, can I really even do this?
So I know you had it in regard to being a host to your partner. You've had to have nightmares.
Non-traditional.
The
8 years we've been together, I'm sure you have some, you know what, I could have did that different to old goo.
But if you just think you're a regular, normal dude and you don't have anything extra, or you just like, then
do step your game up.
No, can you have imposter syndrome if you don't think highly of yourself? You know what I mean?
I don't think you can. Evan, go ahead. I don't think you can.
I mean, all I'm doing is hosting a radio show in San Francisco. Like, that's all I'm doing. It ain't rocket science where
you're
like,
sharing
yourself
every day for 20 hours a week. I'm being real. You share your life with the listeners, and that's why they come to listen to you.
Okay, but it's about me and how I feel about myself. Right.
But what about the lives you change, or the people that we've met out and about real quick that said they're going through different things? To hell with the score. Hearing your voice has got them through. That's a hell of a blessing to me.
Right. But if I don't look at myself as doing anything over the top or above and beyond, I'm just punching the clock. Anybody could do that.
Oh,
so
no.
Maybe,
man,
I don't have imposter syndrome. I mean, maybe it's somebody who feels like they're in a job that they're not qualified for. You
know
what I mean?
That's why I think the Curry thing is a little comical. Because
it is. Wow.
Stein, he's talking about, yeah, you know, sometimes you just feel like the average guy, and you're just a normal person. With all due respect, Steph. When was the last time you felt normal?
Man.
I mean, seriously, the guy is better at his job than 99% of people that have ever held the vocation.
The problem with Curry is that he's got multiple things to be an imposter about, because he does basketball better than 99% of the people out there, but he does sport better than
90%.
That's
why we give Sonya and Dale credit. He was, you know, he could be a snob. You know how stuck up Curry and the rest of
I think that's also
Seth,
a big part of it.
Like, whatever they did, Steiny, put that in a book and it'll be a New York bestseller. For Curry not to be just jackass because of his dad was an NBA baller, that's, I mean, man, I look at the parents.
But no doubt, and they deserve a lot of credit. I think that one of the things Curry's talking about is, let's just say hypothetically, he's listening to a show one day of you and me, and he hears me say what I've long said about Curry. Goo, I think he's the greatest face of a franchise maybe we've ever seen in any sport at any time.
Yeah.
Because he combines being one of the greatest players of all time to being one of the best people of all time. And I think what I'm hearing him say is, when you hear that over and over and over and over, you start believing it. And then every once in a while you say, well, now I'm getting worried because I'm not a perfect human being.
Wow,
you know,
man.
I've made mistakes, and you know, I get into fights with Aisha just like any couple. And you know, I've raised my kids the right way, but I know I've made mistakes.
In the finals. Remember that?
I wonder if it gets like that.
Yeah. But no, I was just, wow. You learn something new every day.
So yeah.
Oh, I know one thing. Acting.
Remember we interviewed him and I got the
I don't remember
the show wrong.
Yeah, well, it flopped, so it's.
What was it called? Mr. Basketball?
Yeah. It was bad.
Hey, Evan Ruiz. Hey, that's your take on it.
Oh, my God. Steph Curry did something poor.
No,
we can't call it out.
Stoddy, I liked the show. It was on Peacock.
You never saw it.
Now, that hurts.
Because you didn't.
Little Daryl is a big Curry fan. We watched it together. Remember I told her, Denzel, watch out. And then he was laughing about the acting. Then I said, you played in Rocky. It was really Star Wars, because I got the name of the show wrong, the series. I'm glad you don't remember.
I don't remember.
That's one. Remember you and Kevin McHale? You kind of messed up. That hurt for me.
Sure, sure. Anyway, what I'm more interested in is, let me alone this summer, but I'll go on CNBC. What's he doing?
But
see,
also,
that's where I think this comes from. Is he knows that
Joe. Leave me alone this summer.
Yeah, I see.
That makes calls and interviews. Nobody's got his cell
phone
number.
That wasn't SportsCenter, Stoney. That was CNBC. Take a playoff, Steph.
Well,
I think that's what he's feeling. Is like.
Then the show was Mr. Throwback. Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't Mr. Yeah. Basketball.
That was Mr. Throw It Away.
Mr. I was like Curtis Blow. Bet we're playing basketball so I can watch the New York Knicks on TV.
That's not how it goes.
Something like that.
That's not even close. And don't tell Curtis me about Blow? Curtis Blow. I know all about
Please.
Him.
Basketball. Yeah.
Don't find that, Evan, because it won't be good. Because
I find you strange at times.
How so good?
At times.
Like how you just went from fourth gear to second because of something I said or did. But your thought process just, you were like a machine just a second ago. Guru saying something. And then you come back to yourself.
What are you talking about? I haven't
Life.
Understood a
I'm
word
talking.
You've said in the last two
Dude,
minutes.
I might need to ever turn me off. Go ahead.
All right. Do you know what imposter syndrome means now? It yeah. is funny.
And I've had. Because, no, seriously.
Unless you're a complete narcissist, I think
there you go.
Everyone's experienced imposter syndrome.
When I wash my face and brush the pearl, well, they were whiter. The whites, Donnie, and I think about, I do a show with Steinmetz. I get to see Evan every day. I get to go to the games with a media pass and talk to people in the Bay Area. When's this going to end? Hopefully not soon. But that's imposter syndrome.
Yeah. Like,
my kids are at college? Wow. You know?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You don't think that qualifies?
What? Having kids in college?
No, right. It's just like the blessings that go with that.
It's a little different.
I am so confused right now. I got nothing. The only thing I was going to say was I guarantee Nahegan's got a lot of imposter feeling syndromes in his mind, right?
Well, he's worked with some big boys.
But that's my point, is he knows he has no business really doing what he's doing, right?
My best boss I've ever worked for.
Who?
Nahegan. I'm not just
What about
saying?
The guy at DeVry?
No, it was her, Mary Langley. The rat on the table. She taught me that. And she went out with one of my buddies. It was over.
All right.
I don't even know what to say anymore. All right. So you wanted to bring up the Curry thing.
Yeah, I did.
And
yeah.
Now we got 5 minutes left
Let's
in the
go.
Segment.
All right.
So
eight.
Can you want to add a little more to it, or maybe in a different context, or How do we keep this subject poignant?
Well, Steiny, you were about to rip Steph for still making it about himself when he has to be left alone. Would you like to continue down that road?
Is that real?
What I'm doing?
No, yeah, about Steph and his comments.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he did say let him alone, and now he's committed to the Tahoe tournament where he'll be
defending
front and center for 4 days. And
we need
he's
to get out there.
Up there.
Well, oh, out God. There, up there. Who is it?
Probably one of my daughters.
They don't know the time of the... Now, those are my nieces. They don't know the time Pops is on?
No, they...
Who is this guy?
They don't.
Mine don't listen either.
Goo imposter syndrome would be like...
I know what
thinking,
it is.
You thinking you could beat me in a spelling bee. And you realizing that... You
but the explanation
you're
was,
kind of an imposter yeah, when it comes to spelling.
Stani, that really is not what you guys taught me today. Like, that is not imposter syndrome. That's overconfidence or being dumb, but that's not what, that's what I would have thought initially if you told me to guess what it is.
Well, you can have supreme confidence and still experience it. It's totally natural.
Have you ever had it, Evan?
Yeah, oh all the God. Time. Shut
you
up,
You can
Stani.
Tell when he has it.
Shut
are you
up.
Laughing at Carter?
What is he talking about? What do you mean? Nah, Evan, a college athlete on the bump?
No, but it's about, like, I don't want to do this. I want to stay on everybody's good side today.
That's not who you are. That's not yeah, what makes the
June
show.
June 3rd, 2025.
No,
Steiny
you are
picks.
Lex Luthor. Say it.
Okay. When I was starting out my career, and it was a struggle, and I was trying to work for a newspaper, get into the sports business,
oh,
and you didn't get in your first try. You start thinking, well, no wonder I'm not getting a job in the sports industry because I'm an imposter. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so you experienced that before you became a big... So it doesn't take Stephen A's, all the made men
well,
and
Stephen
women...
Stephen A's never...
No, would. But a guy that hadn't got to where he wanted to can still experience that in regard to why they haven't gotten there. Am I correct? Like if I'm a striving photographer and I've yet to get my first job, I might be down on myself and have imposter syndrome.
Well, let's actually go to Evan on this one. And I don't think I'm, as I like to say, telling tales out of school. Evan was going to break through into the play-by-play business.
No doubt.
At some point.
I'm going to be the first on the ticket list.
I know it. You know it. All right, but it hasn't happened yet. So Evan may have some imposter syndrome I'm not even convinced I can do this.
Gotcha. I get but that. I would love to hear him.
He eventually will.
No doubt.
And that'll solve that. Then he'll become, you know, the play-by-play man for the Yankees. And he'll start doing a good job. And then he'll have it again.
Or he'll have his own radio show with that job. Like,
see, my first
that.
Thought is, why would you ever say that?
Say what?
He's going to be the voice of the Yankees.
Well, you're going to be the voice of some team.
But, like, that's an example. Like, I hear that, and I go, why would you ever say that?
Because we've
There's
heard
no
you.
There's chance.
Out of love, though, E.
Because we've heard you do play-by-play.
And I appreciate that. But...
He's saying there's no, like, me and well, Beyonce.
No, but I think it usually tends to occur after you have... Like you guys are... fixtures. You've been together 8 years. But maybe once or twice a year you have a bad show, right? After the bad show, you think, like, what am I doing? Like, seriously, like what am I doing here talking to these people for 4 hours a day and I cannot do that? And I've been doing it for 8 years. You know what I mean? Like that's an example.
Man.
Makes sense.
More than twice a year, but yeah.
There is a team gonna call him. Like,
I know.
There's no doubt.
I know.
Whereas outside of his mom and dad and brothers and everybody's sister.
Yeah, so you
can try biggest to. Supporters.
We'll start thinking about how now it's going to work with Carter or with Risotto.
Yeah, or he can replace one of us.
Who?
You or me?
Evan?
Please.
He's got higher aspirations.
Him and Devone on Saturdays. And when he, only thing I don't like about you when he fills in for me when I have family issues is you just turn into... Hey, everybody, the world's so good. Pass the Grey Poupon, please. Like, where's that when I'm here?
I told you.
There's something about, it's my face.
There's two.
Dude, just admit it.
Listen.
I remind you of somebody in your past.
There's two things going on here. One is, like any great coach, I treat all my players differently. You can't have one uniform way to handle everybody.
I couldn't play for
you. I handle Evan differently than you. I handle you differently than Carter. And it's all different. Okay? So that's...
It's really not, that's though, because we all know who you are.
That's the first thing. So secondly, your approach to sports talk radio and Evan's approach to sports talk radio are so vastly different that it forces me to have a different reaction to each of you. So when Evan is talking about Willie Adames and using the past and telling us what he thinks of Adames as a player, I say, that's good stuff. Your takes are a little more out there. They're a little more outlandish, and sometimes they need more, quote-unquote, challenging. And so I tend to challenge some of your opinions because I'm less confident in them than, let's say, Evan's take on Willie Adames.
But in doing so, for example, you exert so much energy that I don't get the fun.
That's a shame.
Because you don't get off a take. You're just busy operating on my head. You know what I mean? Like, I want that luxury to be able to rip up your take.
Go ahead.
But I don't get many because you're too busy operating on mine. It's like, hey, doctor, take a day off and then let you be the patient and let me be the doctor.
No, but I appreciate you because what you found out over 8 years is that I tend to be right most of the time. So
you don't have imposter syndrome now.
You finally understood that to some extent. And so you become less outlandish, which you're coming around.
Who is this guy?
You're coming around.
Yeah.
By the way, I went to the boss yesterday and I said, we had a great conversation.
By the way, you owe me an apology.
Don't tell me what I owe you.
When I went in there,
don't tell Jimmy Butler how to play.
No, I didn't. See, that's real. That's how I know I'm hitting a button.
Yeah, don't.
Don't. Just better be careful. I could have got
real. I'm about to turn the sports radio world on its ear next section.
Piece of big news on the other side.
That I'm about to turn the radio business on its ear?
You wish.
Right. Now I'm excited for both. I can't wait.
All right. 888-957-9570. We got news on the other side. So, and I'm about to put radio on its ear.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.